the importance of reciting the Quran in fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, "Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran." The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So Allah attached Ramadan to the Quran. Why? To teach us that when Ramadan comes, we have to attach importance to the recitation of the Quran. So, in Ramadan, you have to recite more Quran than you do before. If outside of Ramadan you recite one page of Quran a day, then inside Ramadan you recite 3 pages of Quran a day. If outside of Ramadan you don't read any Quran, then inside Ramadan you have to be reading the Quran. Because شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. And what is the reward for reciting the Quran? That for every letter which you recite, you get 10 good deeds. For every letter which you recite. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Whoever recites a single letter from the Quran, لَهُ حَسَنًا. He has one good deed. And then Allah, from His kindness, وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Then Allah multiplies the one good deed 10 times. So you recited one good deed, or you recited one letter, your reward is one good deed. Then Allah shows His mercy and He multiplies the one good deed by 10 times. So you get 10 good deeds for every single letter. What does this mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. He said, I'm not going to say that ألف لام ميم is one harf. He said, ألف حرف. ألف is a harf, and therefore you get 10 good deeds. ولام حرف. And لام is a harf, and you get 10 more good deeds. وميم حرف. And ميم is a harf, and you get 10 more good deeds. So when a person recites ألف لام ميم, how many good deeds? 30 good deeds. So how about when a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? How many good deeds? A person recites Surah Al-Fatiha? How many good deeds? A person recites Surah Al-Baqarah? How many good deeds? And this is just tilawa, meaning you don't understand anything from the Quran. You don't understand Arabic. You don't know what Allah is saying. You're just making tilawa. You're still getting these good deeds. And despite this great reward, Allah did not reveal the Quran just for tilawa. Even though Allah attached such a great reward for making tilawa, but Allah did not reveal the Quran for tilawa, for recitation. The reason why Allah revealed the Quran was for you to study the Quran and read the meanings of the Quran and ponder over the Quran. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Like Allah said in the Quran, that He revealed this book, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So people can ponder and study and contemplate the meanings of the Quran. When Allah described the Quran, He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This book, the Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. No doubt in it. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Guidance for the people of taqwa. If you don't study the Quran, and you don't know the meanings of the ayat of the Quran, how is it guidance for you? It isn't guidance for you. Subhanallah, at the time of the Salaf, the most average common Muslim, the Jahil Muslim, was somebody who used to recite a lot of the Quran. At the time of the Salaf, the action of the most common Jahil Muslim was that they used to recite the Quran a lot. This was normal, this was nothing. Nowadays, the action of the best Muslim is that he recites the Quran. Nowadays, if we find somebody and he recites the Quran, we say, MashaAllah, such a righteous Muslim that he recites the Quran all the time. At the time of the Salaf, this was the most common person that used to recite the Quran. So look how things have changed. That at the time of the Salaf, the least thing in our time has become the best thing. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyadh, he said that Allah revealed the Quran for actions, not for reciting, not for tilawa. And today, we have made the tilawa the action. Meaning, right now, the best amongst us, what is our relationship with the Quran that we make tilawa? But at the time of the Salaf, somebody who only made tilawa doesn't have a relationship with the Quran. Only if you study and read and contemplate and think about the meanings. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, the least which you have to do, the least, is have a copy of the Quran, the translation of the meanings in your own language. This is the least you have to do. Urdu, have an Urdu copy. English, English. Swahili, Swahili. Somali, Somali. Whatever your language is, the least which you do is they should have a copy of the Quran, the translation of the meanings. Higher than this is studying tafsir, studying Arabic, trying to study the Quran, listening to the cassettes of the ulama. This is the best level. But the minimum you can do is at least have the Quran in your own language. So if you live in a house and you don't even have a copy of the Quran in English or Urdu, this is a big problem. Did you know that in Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single night, he would gather and meet with somebody and study the Quran and revise the Quran. Every single night of Ramadan. And do you know who this other person was? Jibreel alayhi salam. In the hadith of Ibn Abbas, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Ibn Abbas said, "Kana Jibreel alayhi salam yalqa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam." That Jibreel alayhi salam, he would meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam kulla laylatin min Ramadan, every night of Ramadan. Every night of Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salam would come down from the heavens and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Abbas said, yudarisuhu al-Quran. And he used to study the Quran with him. He used to revise the Quran with him. Both of them together, they would recite the Quran. Yudarisuhu. In the Arabic language, al-mudarasa is different from tilawa, different from qira'a. Tilawa is reciting, qira'a is reading. Mudarasa is like madrasa. Madrasa is a school where you revise, study, learn. One person recites, the other person listens. So this was the action of Jibreel and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Rajab, when he explained this hadith, he said, this hadith, it shows us istihbab darasat al-Qur'an fi Ramadan. That it is encouraged for the Muslims to study the Quran in Ramadan. Not only recite the Quran in Ramadan. And that we should come together to study the Quran. So whoever studies the Quran in Ramadan, whose sunnah is he following? The sunnah of Jibreel alayhi salam.